Shreveport, Louisiana. Ashley, who's 25. Ashley, what's happening with you?
Well, almost 3 years ago, I lost a close friend of mine. We were closely bonded together, and I looked at her as my sister, and she went through some hard times, and she finally, I guess, had enough. I don't know, but she killed herself, and I'm just trying to get over it.
I can't even begin to imagine what you have been through. Did she... obviously, you didn't catch any of the vibes, which is not to blame you in any sense about this. But looking back, was she throwing out some, if we had only known kind of hints, we could have done something? Or
yes, I saved her from one incident where she was talking about killing herself. And she called me the night that she did, and I didn't answer my phone. And the next day, I found out that, you know, she was...
She was bound determined to kill herself no matter what you said or didn't do. There's, you know, 15-20% of all suicides are going to happen no matter what.
Yes, sir.
And she strikes me, from what you've told me, as one of those 20%ers.
Yes, sir.
Now, does that help you emotionally or not? I don't know. I do know that it can take up to 5 years to get over a loved one dying. But if you have, if that loved one dies by suicide, you can take that times two. That means in some way or another, and could be 7 or 8 more years before you're completely over it.
Yes, sir. I named my youngest daughter after her. And when I first had her, I couldn't even say her name. And it was tough, but, you know, she's the one that brings me the smile on my face and keeps me going, so.
Mm-hmm. How's your husband? Says you have a husband here. How's he handling all this? What's he have to say?
I mean, when I feel like talking about her, he listens, and he's very supportive. But I normally don't talk about her.
Sure.
I just...
Well, you need to find someone to talk to about her so that you keep on healing. To do nothing is to not, you know, it's just, you got to do something or you don't heal. Not like you can just ignore it and then therefore it will take care of itself. That's not how it works. You have to work on it without obsessing.
Yes, sir.
I feel like you're getting better. Don't you feel a little bit better as far as where you were 2 years ago?
Oh, yes. When it first happened, I was pregnant and I didn't eat and didn't sleep. And I had a dream and she told me that she loved me, and I don't know if that's just her telling me if she was okay or not, but...
What's this about you going to her house? What's that? It says on my screen here, Ashley's supposed to be going over to her house and help her go through her stuff. What?
Yes, sir. I'm
What's
supposed
that?
To go meet with her husband and get some of her belongings.
I wouldn't do that. Don't do that.
She has some pictures and some other stuff that... she told me to get if anything happened to her. So in my mind, I knew something was going to happen, but I didn't know when.
Are you sure you want to do that? I'm just...
Not 100%.
No,
but...
And even though her husband's asking you to do that, there's got to be somebody else who can do that. My fear is, and this is just without much thought, so take it for that. Take it what I'm saying here. But my fear is it'll put you back in the drink, so to speak, and you don't need that.
Well, I never turned to drinking.
No, I was so to speak, you know.
Okay.
Put you backwards is what I mean. Mess up your healing. Be too traumatic for you. That's what I'm trying to say. Forget about the drinks. Comment.
And Ashley, definitely check into a suicide survivor support group in your area.
You can do that too.
Okay.
Meanwhile, don't get mad at yourself because you're not healed yet. It's going to take longer than this, but there's no reason to add to the pain there.